Picture Phonies. Hello.
Yeah, is Paul Mack there?
This is Paul Mack. Who's this?
Hey, Paul Mack. This is,
Wait a minute. Is this William?
Hold it. Wait a minute. Don't rush me. I know.
This isn't William, is it?
I just got some mail this morning. I should be able to remember.
This guy got insomnia or what?
He looked in the back of my shirt.
William, wow, what are you doing?
What's
the story, my man? Hey, did that road show knock you out too much, especially since the damn tape broke in the middle of our run there?
What's going on, man? The road to splicing tape.
Hey, do I owe you gas money for that show or what?
No, you give me enough gas just listening to your shows.
Huh? Hey, how does it feel to be the guy who makes the week tape? I mean, the other week tape. Every other week.
Every other week tape. Well, I make every other week tape only because, yeah. I mean, somebody's got to do it. You're making the first week tape.
The first week, all right, I knew that would backfire on me. And why no tape this week, Mr. Wilde? Is it because you've been working on your movie?
All right, don't rub it in.
Yeah, well, you and your movie. Well, I'll tell you.
Paul, let me tell you how tired I am. I just started to call movie phone. Picture line.
Who is this guy? Does he really work for this place?
Picture movies. Picture. Phone line. Phone picture.
You and
phone.
Me. You
I
and
just,
me.
I just started. Yeah, me and you.
Us and them.
I just the started to call picture phone. I dialed my own phone number. And couldn't figure out why it was busy.
Well, this guy does have an ego.
I'm out of it.
I'm the guy that runs the thing over here. William, I want to thank you once again for coming back with me and doing a tape, you know, after the Wild Side, and we're back. It feels great to be back in the same old number.
It really does. That makes me very proud, personally, because 3330 is one of those numbers that just, you know, will live on in infamy.
Yeah. Remember the time when we were together a couple of years back, and when 3330 officially went down, and we were on the line, and I called it for the first time, and it was disconnected?
Yes.
It actually went and done it. Now, I know by the ring, it's a disconnect recording.
Uh-oh.
3330.
We're sorry. You have reached the number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording at all, please check the number and try to call again. There you got it. I never thought I'd hear that on my line, man. Okay. Fire! We need like a 21-gun salute. Okay.
21-fun salute.
No, that's yeah, just think, we were talking and on the phone, and you got a couple of call waits there, and all of a sudden, but yeah, God!
I think we actually got a couple of calls right up to the moment of disconnect.
We're back.
We're back. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And we're back together again. William, let me ask you this. What's this deal with Shadow of the Dragon? You know, Michael called it. I called the film a lemon last week, you know, not, you know, intentionally, of course. I think it was just a slip of the tongue. I meant to call it a fruitcake. You know, but Michael says, you know, Michael the Cybertronic dude, whatever the hell he's going by these days, says that the thing is people are working really hard in this film, and it is an 11, you know.
What the hell is it? No, I agree absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, because it's one above a 10.
Yeah.
It's one above a 10. It's 11.
All right.
Did I get that wrong?
Well, yeah, let me just say that Shadow of the Dragon, folks, is a film that William is the associate producer of, and it's a film that will be coming out maybe in movie theaters.
Oh, well, we have every hope and intention that it will.
Yeah, in Wisconsin, but let me tell you that. Hopefully out here, but if not, definitely we'll catch it on videotape for a fact.
Absolutely.
Or cable TV or something.
Absolutely. Yeah. A realistic answer to that, being perfectly honest and perfectly frank, or perfectly billed, depending on how you want to send me mail, the film is guaranteed a European theatrical release, and it has a very strong chance of an American
theatrical release. A European theatrical release, which means they're going to have to dub it back for us. What the hell does that mean?
No, we'll leave it in. We'll leave it in Yugoslavian because it'll probably make just as much sense that way.
All right.
We're guaranteed to have a European release, and we're likely to have an American release on theater. But we are guaranteed to have a video and/or cable distribution in America. So.
Well, William, isn't it true that this film is almost turning out to be a who's who of the phone world?
Well, certainly since I joined the production.
Gee, many Christmas, you're bringing in your people.
I can't tell you how many. I mean, at this point, I'd have to sit down and look at the list.
I mean, you're in the film, right?
Yes.
Uncle Freaky is in the film.
Uncle Freaky's in the film.
I'm in the film.
Stacy Reseda is in the film.
I'm in the film.
Hollywood is in the film.
Yeah, I'm in the film.
In the film.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm in the film.
Carl, the famous Starburger.
Famous stars
is in the film.
Who else is in the film?
Ron Gibson is in the film.
Am I in the film?
Who?
Me.
I meant to tell you. You know that whole soliloquy thing you did, the to be or not to be thing?
Yeah, that's right.
It's out. I've got some great stuff coming up.
And you know,
really
another thing.
Listen, folks, I apologize. I feel really badly about this. I know that sounds like Hollywood sincerity, which is to say, you know what they say about sincerity in Hollywood. Sincerity is the most important thing to anybody in Hollywood, and as soon as you can learn to fake that, you got it made. But it's not fake sincerity, folks. I really feel badly about not being able to get it together for you, but I am working my fingers to the bone and my butt to the wherever, whatever you work your butt to when you work. That's funny. What do you do when you work your finger to the bone?
Mr. Wilde, I'd just like to say break a hand or something. We hope you get lucky. And
that's an inside joke, folks.
Yeah, but how deep?
Let me
ask you this. When is Shadow going to be released tentatively? Is there a date?
I can't be exact with that, but I can tell you that we are in the final shooting stages. We have like 2 or 3 days of actual shooting to do at this time. And then we go into editing and the final post-production, and that shouldn't take but a few weeks, really. And theoretically, we will have our distribution deals within the next month or so. And I would say possibly by the end of this year, it will be, if not beforehand. Let's see, we've only got, 6 more months, 5 more months in this year?
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Be sure and mention to everybody that Ari... Be sure to mention to everybody
Let's
that
rich R- now.
REC has got a party coming up on the 20th at the park, North Hollywood.
Grab that.
Hold. Can you hold it for me?
Yep.
I go through this?
No, I'm pausing.
Okay.
You know what Mr. Wilde failed to mention was that he was completely lying through his teeth. The man really isn't working on Shadow of the Dragon. He is, in fact, laid up right now at his place, surrounded by some of the most beautiful gals you'll ever want to know. This guy's got them. Let me say, I've been trying to get these gals for years to come out here to the Picture Phone Studios. I can't do it. He's William Wilde. He gets the girls. You know, he gets the girls. He's taller than me. But then again, he is a lot older. I mean, the man is, he's got to be pushing. Ooh, he's up there. You know, he's definitely old enough to be at least my grandfather. And, you know, he's just got the babes up there. I don't know, they go for the older guys. But I don't know what the deal is with him. But as far as I'm concerned, he's a wonderful guy. And he plays this great character, Mr. Willock, in my brand new film, That Little Monster. A bit eccentric. And we will be playing a clip from that shortly. However, I had a lot of fun with this cat. And I just want to say it's nutty, nutty, nutty all the way. Well... Hope he gets back on the line here. We'll pretend like we're... That's another thing, the REC...
Okay, Paulie.
Yeah, the REC, we were just talking about you, Belle. We were talking about how wonderfully... How well you've aged. You've aged gracefully on the telephone circuit.
Well, that's easy when you keep yourself up to your eyeballs in alcohol.
Yeah, well, just don't put me down, if you know what I mean.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. I got to put you down.
Pick me up! Pick me up! Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not that short, am I?
Maybe
on money, but that's about it.
I've heard people say you were short a few cards in the deck.
So we're looking forward to hearing about all those great comments and all those great comment leavers, like Karen Grateful Dead or whatever.
We've got...
Amy Nitrate.
Yeah, we've got Spin and...
Gypsy.
And Gypsy and Mike PC. The Emperor CLJ2's got a great review of...
Man, it's got a band of loonies out there.
Oh, totally. We're talking about lunatic fringe here.
Well,
it's time to leave you and say goodbye.
All right, good night, folks.
Good night.